The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marty Griffin, 10 until 2 later this morning, followed by Colin Dunlap, 2 to 6. Larry Richard on the Big K Morning Show. And we welcome you to February. Mentioned it's going to be 60 this afternoon. Kind of crazy after the extreme cold we had at half of January and 21 straight days of measurable snow when we started the new year. That said, in the next half hour, we'll go live to Philadelphia, get the latest on the medical jet that crashed over the weekend, killing 7 people, 6 on board, 1 on the ground, 25 other people hurt because of the crash and explosion on the ground, 5 still in the hospital, 3 critical. And we'll get more details. We'll go to KYW News in Philadelphia in the next half hour. You've heard a lot about plans for the future. You're going to hear a lot about the NFL for Super Bowl week. And we've heard a lot about next April. They've set the dates for the NFL draft. There is a lot going on in town. And joining us, who is part of all of the vision of the future for the city, as the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, Jeremy Waltrip. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'd love to see your planning calendar because you've got a lot going on for the future of this city. And part of that is inspired by an opportunity next April. But beyond that, what is your short-term and long-term vision of downtown Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you're right. A lot of it is kind of spurred by the NFL draft and kind of the need to get things done. But this is a conversation that we've been having now for several years about how we can ensure that downtown Pittsburgh is a place that we all are proud to be a part of and want to come down to for the next 5,100 years. The pandemic has changed the way that we use the city. We do not need quite as much office space as we have downtown. So we're thinking of ways that we can ensure that some of these historic office buildings, our office building is 110 years old. It probably doesn't deserve to be office for the next 100 years. What can we do to make sure that it's a viable structure moving forward?
And one of those projects is about to get underway, reimagining the famous iconic golf building, right?
That's right. Yeah. There are plans to turn that into a hotel and residential building. And that right there is really taking a lot of private dollars. And you may recall this fall, the governor came down and talked about how he's committed to downtown Pittsburgh and announced a $600 million investment of public-private dollars. And this is just part of that. I mean, our goal is to see about double the residential population in downtown Pittsburgh. We have about 7,000 folks living there now. We want about 15,000 folks. We feel that kind of getting this portfolio mix right will create streets that are vibrant, that have small storefronts filled with local entrepreneurs that support a vibrant retail and restaurant district and create a community that people want to continue to live in and see that grow. We'd like to see eventually more families down there. I remember when I moved to Pittsburgh 13 years ago, I was like, how many kids live downtown? About 5 kids, I think, total. And that number may have tripled, but it's still not where we think it should be and where we think people want it to be.
And you really came from a big, big city, Brooklyn, New York, 13 years ago when you arrived in Pittsburgh. Obviously, we've gone through this transition, and much of that was spurred by what happened during the pandemic. And then it probably broke your heart to see the challenges downtown and people afraid to come downtown. But that is changing right now.
It is changing. We had a big year in downtown in 2024. And with these investments, we're looking to see bigger things even happen. We have rebounded 100% from our visitor perspective. So folks are coming down, they're shopping, they're dining. They're coming into the city from around the world, really, and reminding us of what a great place that we have. I think that we can be our worst enemy when it comes to that. But it's such a great place. We feel lucky to be stewards of it. And again, we want to make sure that the work that the things that we're saying, that we're actually putting into action, that we're accelerating this economic growth and that we're creating this city that you want to be a part of.
And give us some idea of what we will begin to see as this transformation takes place. What will be some of the obvious signs?
Well, you're going to see about $70 million invested in public space. Later this week, the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust will be sharing their plans for the 8th Street block. So 8th and Penn Avenue is going to have a beautiful public space, and they're going to release those designs. We are going to the Historic Review Committee and then the Planning Commission this month for about a $14 million renovation to Market Square, and that's just starting. You're going to see about four or five new housing projects kick off. On February 15th, we're going to be doing a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the former GNC headquarters, which is now almost 200 apartment units. They are drop-dead gorgeous. If you're looking for a place to live, you get the inside track here. Go check these out right at the corner of 4th Avenue and or 6th Avenue and Wood Street.
And also, we have some major events in the region which will bring a lot of people to Pittsburgh, and that one major one that I think of is the U.S. Open coming in June back here. That brings people from all over the world.
It's such a fantastic event, and you will definitely see Pittsburgh shine a light on downtown Pittsburgh. We'll have thousands of folks staying in downtown. We're going to be putting some mini golf in Mellon Square. So if you can't get on the links up in Oakmont, you can definitely come down to Mellon Square and try your luck there.
Or come out to my neck of the woods in North Park. I always see, I've been at these charity events, Jeremy, and people are like, oh, I'm a member here, here, there. Larry, where are you a member? I said, North Park. It's actually, we have a reciprocal with South Park.
Exactly. That's so, me. Mellon and Market Square. Those are my memberships.
Where do you direct people to get more on what the game plan is?
You can find everything you need to know about our organization and our work at downtownpittsburgh.com. We have our annual meeting later this month. You can come check it out. We actually have three folks from different cities in similar roles talking about what they're doing to transform their downtown. This is not just a Pittsburgh opportunity. This is something that cities around the world are working on, and we're excited to learn from them and share some of their experiences in our community.
Appreciate the update, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Jeremy Waltrip, President, CEO of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership on the Big K Morning Show. We're going to check on traffic situation, already some challenges, a warmer weather pattern, and in the next half hour, we'll go live to Philadelphia for an update on the medical jet crash that happened there over the weekend.